Coach Mike Reed Maintenance, we're on the road once again, taking you behind the scenes, and I got the man here, JJ. I'm going to call you JJ today.
What's going on?
All right. Welcome back to Chicago.
Appreciate it. Glad to be back.
All right. Well, I mean, you know, again, we're taking our youngsters behind the scenes. I mean, what is this role like in the major leagues?
Man, it's a grind. You got to show up every day. Don't get me wrong. You know, it's a blessing. It's fun. But it's a lot of countless hours behind, a lot of sacrifices that, you know, don't show up, you know, every day, that people don't realize the sacrifices we make to do what we do. But, you know, it's part of what we do. We enjoy what we do.
And, I mean, you know, what about the emotional roller coaster? I mean, you know, this is a business, not a game. I mean, as major league players, you guys get educated to that real quick.
Oh, for sure. You know, you grow up playing this game your whole life, and, you know, it's always been a game. Mm-hmm. And you get to this level, and, I mean, it becomes a business. But at the same time, if you can still keep it a game, I think it'll help you in the long run because, I mean, regardless, the game is going to go on, business is going to go on. You know, whether you play 20 years, whether you play 20 days, the game of baseball is going to be there, so is the business. But you got to find a way to continue to make it fun and keep it a game for you because, with that being said, you understand the business that comes with, you know, what we do at this level. And if you can separate those, I think you can give yourself a better opportunity as opposed to just worrying about business.
And then, you know, a lot of people don't understand that the average lifetime of Major League ball player is 2 to 3 years. I mean, you've had longevity in this game. What's key to your longevity?
Man, I'm blessed, man. You know, I can't take credit for everything I've done. Granted, as I mentioned, the countless hours of sacrifices I've put through, come back from injuries, from surgeries, so it hasn't been an easy road. But, you know, a lot of it has been the belief in myself, knowing what I'm capable of doing. But at the same time, you got to have that opportunity. And when you get your opportunity, you got to be ready. And I've been able to do that. And, you know, as I said, I've had some injured seasons, some surgeries here and there. But, you know, I look back, and as I can say, man, I'm blessed, man. I played. You know, I'm here in my 13th, 14th season in the big leagues, and as you mentioned, the average lifespan is 2 to 3 years. You know, nobody ever expects that to be them, and, you know, I can just sit here and say I'm thankful that it's not me, but at the end of the day, those people that got 2 to 3 years are more than what, you know, people could ever imagine in a lifetime.
So how many more years for Jay?
I can't answer that. you know, I just try to take it a day at a time, man. You know, it's... Obviously, I know I'm closer to the end of my career than the beginning, you know, as long as I've been playing. But just trying to take everything in stride and enjoy it as much as I can, especially for me, my wife, my daughters, my family. You know, whenever that time is, you know, that time will be here. But I can't sit here and say it'll be this year, it'll be next year, it'll be 5 years from now. And I guarantee it won't be 5 years from now. You know, let my wife tell it. Like I said, man, I'm going to just enjoy this ride as much as I can, you know, as long as I got the want to do it and it makes sense. You know, as I said, those sacrifices, I'm going to have to weigh the options because I got 2 daughters, 9 and 5. They're not getting any younger. So, you know. And
some time with the family.
You know what I mean? So in those moments, you know, you got to take everything in stride and know that, you know, this game doesn't last forever. But at the same time, you know, it's special to be a part of this brotherhood, to be playing as long as I have. So I want to enjoy as much as I can. But, you know, family's always going to trump, you know, anything for me. And I got to be very cognizant of that as I continue to further my career, if that's the case.
All right. I know you got 2 ball games today, so I'm not going to hold you long. Let me give you these last 2 questions. Who have been some of the players on the field that's been the biggest mentors to you?
Man, as far as mentors, I can't really say I've had mentors per se on the field. I've had some good friends that have helped me along the way. But as far as mentors, you know, I got a little different background from most people. I got an uncle that played 11 years, coached for 40. My oldest brother played 11 years professionally. Now he's coaching. So I already had a foot in, as you could say, coming into pro ball.
You was plugged.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I was plugged in. But at the same time, that's not to say that guys that I played with in the past, you know, Kutch, Russ Martin, A.J. Burnett, just to name a few, just in my early years of Pitt, that might not have helped me, you know, along my way as well, as having an uncle and a brother that has been involved in pro ball.
So who was that uncle and that brother for those that don't know?
Oh, my uncle was John T-Bone Shelby, starting center fielder for the 88 World Series center fielder. He's got two rings. I think one with Baltimore, too. My oldest brother, Vince, is actually one of the coaches at AAA for the Reds in Louisville. So, I mean, for as long as I can remember, I've always had an outlet, whether I knew it or not, that most people don't necessarily have.
So you're going to coach when it's over with?
I can't answer that. Right now, when it's over, I think I would be husband, daddy, and brother and son until, you know, I can weigh my options. But when I'm done, you know, I can't say what I'll do, but I do know that I'm going to be a family man.
Well, it's been a pleasure knowing you, and I got to let the audience know you've been nothing but a class act since I met you.
Appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot. You're welcome.